The morning ritual is sponsored by Recess Mood. One healthier alternative to alcohol after a stressful day is Recess Mood. So Recess Mood is a sparkling water, and it's infused with functional ingredients like magnesium and stress-balancing adaptogens. So you can relax without the alcohol or the hangover. Podcast listeners get 15% off the Recess Mood Sampler Pack at takearecess.com/TMR. Recess Mood is made with real fruit, and it comes in 4 delicious flavors like strawberry rose and raspberry lemon. With only 20 calories and no added sugar, it's a guilt-free way to unwind. You deserve a healthier way to unwind. Head to takearecess.com/TMR and get 15% off Recess Mood, your go-to alcohol replacement. Welcome to the Morning Ritual Podcast, meditations and conversations to set the tone for your day. I'm your host, Lily Balch. What I teach and talk about and share on this podcast either stems from my own current life situation, what I'm excited about, what I'm navigating, what I'm learning, or it's inspired by what I'm hearing and I'm seeing with clients of mine. Now, today's topic is pulled directly from my own current life situation. I've been experiencing some seriously big changes lately. Just to give you the overview, in the past week, I've moved into a new apartment and my partner and I broke up. So 2 pretty significant, pretty stressful things to navigate. But as you can imagine, there's been a good amount of kind of groundlessness, lots of change, loss, while at the same time, a lot of newness and a total wide range of emotions. But the overarching theme is there's been a whole bunch of uncertainty. And for me, in these more kind of unsettled times, I can really feel myself trying to reach for clarity, for certainty, to just have it all figured out. But the reality is, and this mindfulness work reminds us all the time, to be okay with not knowing. Because we actually can't possibly predict the future. We can't possibly know what's going to happen in the next moment. But we love to pretend like we do know. And we do so much to feel a sense of certainty despite the inevitable uncertainty, the inevitable unknown. We can't possibly know, which at first sounds kind of freaky. But as we'll explore in today's meditation, it's actually incredibly freeing. Embracing the unknown allows us to really open up to the present moment, to really be alive to what it is that's happening right now, because all we have is this present moment. So when you can really tune in and recognize what is here for me right now, that is where the knowing, the certainty, the groundedness stems from, being really clear and alive in this present moment. So whether you're like me going through a tough situation and it's shaken up your stability a bit, or you're simply feeling like you could open yourself up to the present a little bit more, this episode is for you. Okay, let's get into the practice. So per usual, you can do this meditation in any way that suits you. You can be seated upright with the spine free and tall. Alternatively, you could do this practice lying down or even standing. The point is that you feel comfortable and supported in your body. That is primary. Now, if you're seated or lying down and it feels right, you can close your eyes and soften the expression of your face. Right? As we go through our day, there's so many different expressions that we have. Just feel the eyes and the cheeks and the jaw soften. Bringing your gaze inwards. And let's breathe. Let's breathe together. An easy inhale. Easy exhale. Lovely. So this practice and all meditation practices that we do together isn't about trying to create a particular state. Rather, we're taking space and time to let your most natural, most uncontrived self be revealed. So as you settle into stillness, let's set an intention to embrace not knowing. Remembering the truth, which is that there's a lot in life we do not know. We don't know what's going to happen in the next moment. We don't know why things unfold the way that they do. Our minds can find this unknowing kind of unsettling, but I'm here to tell you that it's very safe to not know. We don't need to know in order for our lives to beautifully unfold. And so I want us to switch from maybe analyzing our lives or being in thinking mode and drop into more of a feeling mode. So we're getting out of the head and into the body. Moving out of the past, out of the future, and into the present. For the next 10 minutes or so, there's nothing you need to fix, nothing you need to figure out, and certainly nothing you need to control. Letting go of responsibilities and give yourself the permission to just be here, to just sit here. Let's cultivate the attitude of a beginner's mind. Like a young child where a lot is still unknown, and that's no big deal for them. So with that beginner's mindset, what do you notice about this new present moment? Watch how your breath unfolds naturally with each inhale and each exhale. Once again, drop out of your head and into the body as you rest your attention on the breath. One breath at a time. Observe with that curious beginner's mind. You can't actually know how your next in-breath will feel or your next out-breath will feel. All you can do is stay present to the sensations that are arising as you breathe, one breath at a time. Now, with so much curiosity, observe how your body feels. How does your body feel as it makes contact with the support beneath you? Notice the pressure points. Where exactly are you being supported? Nowhere to go and nothing to do. And Remember, there's nothing to figure out right now. If the breath is shallow, let it be shallow. If it's deep, let it be deep. We're not fixing anything. Now, at this point in the practice, the mind might be rebelling, wanting to control or plan or predict what's next. You might be making to-do lists in your mind or thinking about your day ahead. But just remember, our minds do that to keep us safe, but the reality is, you are already safe. Right here, right now. The mind might be trying to bring certainty into any uncertainty by worrying or overanalyzing. But there's no need to do that right now. Once again, drop out of your head and into the body as you rest your attention on the breath. One breath at a time. As you continue to rest here, feel the weight of your body and the natural rhythm of your breath. I'm going to offer you a mantra to repeat silently in your mind a few times, and just see how it feels to repeat the following mantra. I trust the timing of my life. I release control and trust the timing of my life. Breathing into any sensations that have risen for you and let go. Embracing the unknown, trusting the timing of your life. Really nice. Let's come back to the breath. Deeper inhale. Bigger exhale. And this practice of really sitting with the not knowing, being okay with not knowing, can really help us let go of some of our more fixed ways of thinking. It allows us to be truly open and aware and receptive to the present moment. So, a little challenge for you as you go through the rest of your day, rest of your week. When you start feeling constricted, maybe you're worrying a bit more, you're trying to plan or control life a bit more, can you pause? Maybe even place your hand on your heart. And remind yourself that it's okay to not know. You can trust the timing of your life and let life unfold. Let yourself be surprised. So let's end this episode the way that we always do, with a full breath in, a complete breath out, and have a lovely day.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.